Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of October 15th, 2023. I am hosting a free webinar called The Astrology Signs as Mirrors on Sunday, October 22nd at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can sign up to attend at the link in the show notes, or go to my website, astrologybyceleste.com. I will teach a little bit about the zodiac signs, and perhaps this will be offer you some unique thoughts about how to look at the zodiac signs. And then I'll do a few participant hot takes to illustrate what was just demonstrated. So if you'd like to come to learn about astrology and maybe think about things in a different way, you can sign up, and I hope to see you there. If you can't make it live, you can get the recording. The theme of this week is Pandora's Box, and there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate the week. Yesterday was the first solar eclipse in the sign of Libra since the South Node went into the sign. It was at 21 degrees of Libra. You can look at your chart and see what house that is in, what planets it's talking to. The eclipse was King Kong's Uranus in Taurus. So, unexpected events may have occurred for some people yesterday. We know on the collective level, there are two big stories that I want to bring to your attention. Number one, I discussed this last week about Kevin McCarthy being kicked out of his speakership as the leader of the House of Representatives. So leaving this power vacuum. And then the second one was the horrific terror attack in Israel by Hamas. This week is called Pandora's Box because these two events have opened up, you know, Pandora opened up this box she wasn't supposed to, and all of the troubles of the world spilled out. Although there was still hope, but sometimes it's like kicking a hornet's nest. There is so much chaos and Uranian energy out there. So not having a Speaker of the House means that the Congress in the U.S. is essentially paralyzed. Now, maybe by the time we're hearing this, there should be another person elected Speaker. Sounds like it may be Jim Jordan, who is, I'm not a fan of his. But anyway, we'll see. We shall see who is elected. And Hamas launched this unbelievably brutal, horrific terror attack as Mars in Libra was coming into square Pluto and Capricorn. And Mars square Pluto is classic war transit. I didn't focus on it last week because I'm trying not to scare people. But yeah, it's no surprise there that the timing of this event. I recorded a video on my YouTube channel, Astrology by Celeste YouTube channel, that you can go view if you want to see the charts and learn more about it. Israel has a 23-degree Libra rising, and in mundane astrology, the ascendant or the rising sign rules the identity, the vitality, and the general health of the country and its people. This eclipse is almost a direct hit to their rising sign. The eclipse is at 21 Libra, and their rising sign is at 23 Libra. And a South Node solar eclipse has a descendant quality to it. The ascendant is ourselves, and the descendant is the other. It can be a partner. It's like a one-on-one relationship. That can also include open enemies. So events initiated by other people can need your immediate response. And Uranus is in Taurus is on their sun. So this eclipse is impacting them very specifically. Their sun in Taurus in the eighth house of death, loss, and anguish of the mind. Uranus in Taurus, a violation of land boundaries. The terrorists came in by air, sea, and land. In fact, Mercury in Libra, there a big part of the story was this music festival where they came in and just slaughtered a bunch of people at the festival, and they flew in on paragliders or something like that. Yeah, so this is plutonic. We saw unbelievable images around rape and murder and kidnapping of old people and children and young women. It's just plutonic. Pluto rules the Lord. Pluto is the Lord of the underworld. It can be, when you have a Pluto transit, it can be deeply healing, but it also can be like the dark night of the soul, or you experience physical violence. So yeah, it's just absolutely horrible for what's going on there. Very sad for the people of Israel as well as Palestinians, because now the Israelis are retaliating against Hamas. So it's just unbelievable suffering for so many innocent civilians. And my heart goes out to all the innocent people affected by this tragedy. And one of the retaliatory actions by the Israeli government is the Uranus in Taurus. They're doing a total blockade of Gaza. So no food, fuel, or electricity can cross their border. So Taurus rules resources, and Uranus in Taurus, there's a sudden event. Uranus is sudden break on these resources. So people are going to be going hungry. And I mean, it's just horrific. And part of the Mercury opposite Chiron in the eclipse chart is Mercury was combust and opposite Chiron, people planning an action in order to hurt someone else. The Chiron's the wounded healer, but Mercury was combust. So invisible, secret plans. So Jim Jordan may have been collaborating with Matt Gaetz, the guy who initiated taking Kevin McCarthy out in secret to become the speaker, as well as we know, you know, the terrorists, the Hamas terrorists were collaborating in secret to do this attack. Another piece is that it's been 50 years since the Yom Kippur War, and 50 years is a Chiron return. So the Chiron is really featured. You know, there's going to be emotional, mental damage for a lot of people for a long time from this event. So yeah, it's all just very tragic. And Libra rules partnerships, diplomacy, peace, things like that. The South Nodes are drained. So we can think about how the South Node is draining away peace, balance, harmony. Yeah, there's a lot of intensity. So this is basically a geopolitical catastrophe that could have ramifications for a lot of different partnerships around the world. So Israel was trying to create a better relationship with Saudi Arabia. This is one of the reasons why the attack happened. So diplomatic relationships. Now this event may make that impossible for Israel and Saudi Arabia to repair their relationship or have a better relationship for the first time. And this is just an intense week for a lot of people. So just go slow, have patience, try to show other people grace, because some people are going to be under pressure. There are lots of relationships that may be breaking up. The sun is conjunct the South Node this week. It will move through the South Node, as well as the South Node is conjunct Spica. and South Node is a drain, and Spica rules like wealth and talents and accolades and relationships, like marriage partnerships. So some relationships will be broken this week. So, but try not to be too impulsive or focus on the chaos. The King Kungs to Uranus, I think, can stimulate a lot of anxiety. Uranus is a higher octave of Mercury, so anxious mental processes. And Mars in Scorpio is trying and parallel Saturn in Pisces. Mars and Saturn are the malefics. Now, we can use this energy well. But malefics take away from life. And so what you can do is Mars is at home in Scorpio. So you're planning, you can work hard and Saturn achieve something, make your dreams a reality on the high road. But on the low road, I mean, things can go from bad to worse, and they will for some people. The last thing I want to make you aware of is that there will be a first quarter moon at 28 degrees of Capricorn on Saturday. The sun will be at 28 Libra, the moon at 28 Capricorn in a square. First quarter moons are a crisis of action where people will feel a need to take action. So Libra rules relationships, Capricorn rules work and achievement. So some people may say, hey, sweetie, I've got to spend more time working in the office because I have to achieve this goal. Or someone may decide mentally, I need to work less. I need to put more energy on my partnership. Or a couple could have a conversation about, hey, we need to split the chores more evenly in order, because we both have a lot of, you know, responsibilities, Capricorn, that need to get done. Now, Pluto is at 27 degrees of Capricorn. So the moon is conjunct Pluto. Emotions could run really high and all week long, because in addition to, the sun is coming in to square Pluto. So that can be really intense. And with the moon conjunct Pluto, this can be a lot of people experience something extreme. It could be extreme violence. It could be like an earthquake or some other kind of natural catastrophe somewhere, that Pluto impacts lots of people with intensity. So we'll see what happens. The sun in Libra is conjunct Lilith. Lilith, the woman who would not be subservient. This makes me think for the United States about Liz Cheney. Maybe she'll give some speech about whoever they chose for the House speakership. Also, the woman Nancy Mace may face some consequences. She's a congresswoman from South Carolina who voted to kick out Kevin McCarthy. And so she's getting a lot of criticism. Now, Mercury will be at the 29th degree of Libra. That is that anaretic degree where, like, really it holds all the energy. There may be people trying to negotiate something, but Mercury's combust. So, there may be like a real big push for negotiation. Hopefully something positive happens that will ease the suffering of people facing any kind of crisis, but we shall see, because the South Node's on Spica. There's a lot of draining energy. This first quarter moon is part of a moon phase family that began on January 21st of this year, where the sun and the moon were both at 1 degree Aquarius. So you can think about Aquarius as a sign of like future planning, and maybe you have to change your tactics now that the moon has slipped back into Capricorn. This will be on October 21st, that's Saturday. On July 21st, 2024 will be the full moon of this moon cycle, where the sun in Cancer is opposite the moon in Capricorn, both at 29 degrees, that last anaretic degree. All will be revealed about something. The last quarter moon of this cycle, the sun in Taurus, the moon in Aquarius at 1 degree on April 20th of 2025. So a story that began in January may have a pivot point around now. You'll see like a lot bigger the story next summer, and then you may start to wrap things up in April of 2025. So stay present and see what happens and check back around January to see if there's a story that continues. On Sunday, the word of the day is treasure. We start the week with the sun conjunct the asteroid Isis. Isis is the goddess from Egypt, or who brought Osiris, her husband, back from the dead. I'm hoping maybe some hostages are found or people are able to get their remains or something like that. The moon will enter the sign of Scorpio at 4:04 a.m. Pacific time. Scorpio is deep waters. It's strategic energy. It's like getting to the bottom of things. This can be very emotionally difficult for some people. Like, watch out if you're starting to feel feelings of like depression or hopelessness. Get up and go for a walk. Move your body. Call someone. The sun is in Libra. Yeah. The sun is also going to King Kong's Uranus on this day, Uranus and Taurus at 22 degrees. So King Kong's can move us into new situations. This can be very psychological, where you're awakened to something that relates to your relationship. Yeah. It's like Uranus can be Eureka. Now this can also be, you know, a big fight, you know, so just be mindful. Venus in the sign of Virgo is sextile Vesta in the sign of Cancer, both at 6 degrees. So Venus in Virgo, love is an act of service. Vesta in Cancer, what are you devoted to emotionally? Are you devoted to having peace in your relationships, or are you devoted to something else, getting your way or being right or what have you? You may awaken and find some buried treasure about your partner. Like maybe you look out the window and they're mowing the lawn or doing something that's a simple act of service that kind of warms your heart. Venus is on the fixed star Thuban. That's a dragon in the dragon constellation. Consider what you treasure about your loved ones, whether it's a love partner or a child, all these kinds of things. On Monday, the word of the day is brainstorm. With the sun in Libra and the moon in Scorpio, this can be a great day to plan work and strategize with a team. Like the energy can be focused. Libra is an air sign, so air communicates. Scorpio is that strategic energy that has focus. It's that sniper energy. So yeah, you can be have a new start and a new approach to something that you've been working on. On Tuesday, the word of the day is big picture. Mercury in Libra will King Kong's Uranus in Taurus. Mercury rules our thought processes, transportation, communication. This can be brilliant insights. They're both at 22 degrees of their respective signs as well. That can move you into a new direction. Maybe there'll be some change about the blockade from Israel to the Gaza Strip. We shall see, hopefully before then, not this late, but we'll see what happens. The moon will enter the sign of Sagittarius at 12:36 p.m. Pacific time. Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's enthusiastic, optimistic. Now watch out for just charging off and being a little impulsive and not thinking the steps through. So, but you can use this positively to really think about the big picture. What story are you trying to tell? If you're doing some writing with that Mercury King Kong's Uranus, you could be like, oh my God, and get a great idea and write, you know, the best pitch of your life or something. On Wednesday, the word of the day is discharge. So the sun will be conjunct the south node on Spica at 24 degrees of Libra. So this can be a great day to give up a habit, like quitting drinking. This is a great day to do that, or any kind of drugs or substances, because the sun will also be King Kong's Neptune at 25 degrees of Pisces. So Neptune, it can be escapist, the planet of drugs, illusions, and delusions. You may be awakened to something that you get clarity about, but the South Node is a drain. So you can think about letting go of something, yeah, that is no longer serving you. The crescent moon begins at 9 Sagittarius at 6:48 a.m. Pacific time. With crescent moons, sometimes we can see the light. You know, you can see that little sliver in the sky. So maybe you see something that brings you the hope. You know, Pandora's box is open, but there's still always hope. Yes, Mercury's conjunct the South Node as well at 24 Libra. So what do you want to release about limited thinking? Now, with the South Node on Spica and the Sun, there could be someone who's a leader who exits, or any type of Sun figure like a celebrity or something like that. Also, because of Libra and Spica, there can be relationships that break. And I'm really thinking about diplomatic relationships between countries could really be under pressure this week. So watch, pay attention to what happens in the news. On Thursday, the word of the day is sacrifice. And I forgot to mention that Juno, the asteroid of marriage, moved into the sign of Virgo on Tuesday. And today it mutually applies to Saturn in Pisces. Now, Virgo rules health. So you can think about what do you want to sacrifice in order to have a better relationship with your health. So this could also be giving up something like maybe sugar or something like that as well. So there's a lot of energy to let go of things. And now Juno is also the long-suffering wife. So this is breakup energy, like we are done. Saturn's boundaries, the end, limits. In Pisces, the last sign of the zodiac, some people may see the light about a certain relationship with something or someone, realize nothing's going to change. And Mercury also King Kong's is Neptune, Mercury in Libra, Neptune in Pisces, both at 25 degrees on this day. And yeah, says, I am done with this. So you can sacrifice sugar or something like that is a great energy. Or you can decide your time of sacrificing things. I'm also feeling sacrificial lamb energy with this. The moon will enter the sign of Capricorn at 6:54 p.m. Pacific time. Capricorn is earth energy. It's cardinal initiating energy. You may get a little push to start planning steps or taking the tactics to achieve your goals. Watch out that your thinking is not too pessimistic. On Friday, the word of the day is concentration. Mercury in Libra will square Pluto in Capricorn, both at 27 degrees. Mercury rules our thought processes, and Pluto's a lot of intensity. Squares are action-oriented. So this could be a lot of mental focus to get what you want done or to plan your actions to achieve your goals. Now, this could also be a vicious argument between people, Mercury and Libra, especially one-on-one relationships, people in a relationship already. Yeah, be really vicious exchange of words, or you could be called to mediate between two people in a conflict. Yeah, or see that happen. So yeah, I think just be aware that, yeah, Mercury square Pluto can be like kind of vicious, but more words than actions, hopefully. On Saturday, the word of the day is proposition. And this can be a pretty intense day. So the sun in Libra will square Pluto in Capricorn, and then we'll have the first quarter moon at 28 Capricorn at 8:29 p.m., So this can be about you and your partner deciding to balance work and partnership, or cutting back on hours, like somebody may decide to have kids in order to build a legacy and talk about that with their partner on this day. Yeah, you can think about that. Venus in Virgo is trine Jupiter in Taurus, and Jupiter's retrograde. So you can think Venus trine Jupiter. This could be a day to get pregnant. Yeah, Venus trine Jupiter if your chart is activated. Yeah, somebody may proposition, let's make a baby, honey, and you do it. Like that moon square Pluto, the moon conjunct Pluto can also be really sexy, passionate, intense sexual energy. Now, there also can be a spotlight on brutality or a conflict between the leader and the people about actions or seeing something. Yeah, we may see decisions by a leader lead to oppression of people. Is something that goes on this day. But with Venus and Jupiter in a trine, this feels like there also is the ability for compassionate energy for people to feel in service of others. Yeah, and doing something nice for others. The moon enters the sign of Aquarius at 11:06 p.m. Pacific time. Aquarius is fixed air, offering us the opportunity to take a step back and view things from a higher perspective. So yeah, if you had an argument earlier with that Sun square Pluto, that maybe this can be, I'm sorry, or thinking about, you know, the future planning and letting it go. Now Mercury enters Scorpio at 11:48 p.m. So this could also be Mercury communication, Scorpio, this deep, intense water, like someone planning to, you know, kick someone in the shin or something, or thinking about like fantasizing about hurting someone who's wronged them or enacting vengeance and things like that, or making an indecent proposal. Yeah. For a, you know, a booty call or something like that could be something that comes up with this energy. Thinking Scorpio, like the sex, and Aquarius, we're just friends, not really in a relationship. Yeah. Notice if anyone propositions you with anything, because the first quarter moon is a time of action. And just as a reminder, next Sunday, there is a free workshop, Astrology Signs as Mirrors. So sign up if you'd like to join me. Again, my website is astrologybyceleste.com. So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories about anything that came up for you this eclipse season, or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. Take care, and I will catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.